The remarks of the President at the testimonial dinner for Mike DeSalle, February 13, 1952.
It is my privilege to present to you, ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Chairman, Paul, I was dead sure you were going to give away a secret there. I consider it a privilege to be here tonight to do honor to two wonderful men. When Mike came down here, Paul Porter and Chet Bowles and all the men who'd been through hell in the Second World War discouraged Mike in every way they possibly could. They just told him all the mean things that had happened to them and that he could expect to go back to Ohio, scalped, skinned, drawn, and quartered. But Mike fooled them. I think he's made a wonderful public servant, and that's the reason I'm here tonight. And Mike didn't do his successor like Paul Porter and Chet Bowles did him. He made this position of his a bed of roses and something very easy for an able and distinguished governor like my friend here who's going to succeed him. And we succeeded in getting him to accept the position. I know he'll do a good job because he's never had one in my recollection, and he didn't do well, and he'll do this one all right. Of course, he's succeeding a wonderful guy, and he'll have to do a lot of things to put himself in the same class, but I'm sure he'll do it. You see, one of the most wonderful things that Mike did, and something that's very difficult here in Washington, he took the Congress into camp, and I can't do that myself. Been able to get things out of those birds that I can't even start to get. And that is an asset to the administration when a man can do that, and I think Ellis Arnold can do the same thing. I'm sure he can. Mike, I hope you have a wonderful time this fall in Ohio, and I hope you'll succeed in helping the Democrats to retire a distinguished senator in that state. I've known the governor for a long time. He was governor from the last time I was in Ohio in a campaign. The time before the last, not the last time. He was a senator then, but he's one of the finest looking men in the United States. And you know, that has a great appeal to the feminine part of the population. But Mike, I want to tell you something. If you'll just take this beautiful lady of yours along on this campaign, you'll get all the men. I know from experience because I tried it in 1948 and it worked. This accomplishment that Mike has done here is really something that we ought to be very proud of. The job he's had is not a pleasant one. It's not a bed of roses. It's like the policeman. The life of a price controller is not a happy one. And somebody, though, has to do it. And when people find out that you're fair and honest and earnest and trying to do a job in the interest of all the public, they'll support you no matter how much they hate to have themselves controlled. They all know that we're faced with a real emergency. One of the difficulties in getting people now to realize what a tremendous emergency we are faced with is because they can't realize it due to the fact that it hasn't as yet personally touched the vast majority. But we're faced with a situation which, if we do not meet, can bring us into a terrible disaster. My only objective, my only hope as President of the United States is peace in the world. And in order to attain that peace, we must do the things necessary to obtain it. It'll cost us some money, it'll cost us some sacrifices. And I hope that every one of you will inform yourselves completely with what we are faced. If you do that, you'll find that the objective at which we aim is simply peace in the world. I don't want to be in a position of having to cause the destruction of whole populations. I don't want to be in the position of having to send our own young men in an all-out war to be slaughtered. I want the people of the United States to realize that if they'll meet this emergency as they should meet it, we won't have to do that. I'm just as sure as I stand here that we can win this peace just as we won the war if the people of this great republic of ours will get behind the program which we're trying to carry out. And it's not a partisan political program. I think you'll find that the thing is being carried out on a bipartisan basis. I think you'll find that there are just as many men from the other party in the key positions trying to do this job as there are from my own. All these people have been brought here on account of their experience and their ability. They haven't been brought here because they're political henchmen of mine. They're here as public servants to do the job to keep this great republic alive and to keep peace in the world. Now I hope that all of you will give the same cooperation to the new price control administrator that you've given to the last one. I hope you'll all get behind the program which is headed by Charlie Wilson, a man who went through the Second World War in the same position in which he is now, who knows what he's doing, who knows where he's going, and who's doing one of the finest jobs that have ever been done in the history of this country. We have avoided... We have avoided most of the mistakes which we made at the beginning of the Second World War. Our production program is much further along in over a year and a half than it was over 3 years in the emergency during the Second World War. For that reason, I think we can attain our goal. And if we attain that goal, you needn't worry about the welfare of the world. We'll be facing the greatest age in history. I've said to the kids that come in to see me, the future farmers and the Boy Scouts, and you see the President sees everybody in this setup where he is, that I would give anything in the world if I were a 16-year-old boy now, because then I could live to see the next 50 years. And we think we've done great things in the last 50 years, but it will be nothing to compare with what we'll do in the next 50 years if we escape this terrible threat of a Third World War. I hope you'll help us to meet that situation. It's up to you. The whole people have got to be interested in this. They've got to help to meet the situation. If they'll do that, we can meet it, as we always have done in times past. Thank you very much.